love Islam. I 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 love Islam.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
صلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
صلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته How are you guys? You okay? Hope you're okay, mashallah. You've had a good weekend. We've got a packed day today, mashallah. Azza wa Jal. Gee, we've got Uncle Tawfiq in the studio. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi.
Mashallah, Tawfiq bhai, how are you? You okay?
Alhamdulillah.
Mashallah, Azza wa Jal. I'm here, Uncle Tawfiq's here, and we got some lassi this evening. You know, so I was waiting for a cup of tea, but lassi came in. That's better than nothing. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal. Better than water, I say. Somewhat different in the studio, mashallah. And also, remember, we normally have the puzzle. We have a very, very beautiful program and a very beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam we're going to be learning about as well. But before we do anything, obviously, we want to know what the puzzle is. Yeah, we want to know what the puzzle is so that our team can go and look through for the answer. So please, can we have the puzzle on the screen?
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam. 14.
We've got the puzzle on the screen. It's really bamboozled me because I don't know what it is. Yeah, so it's a long one today. Let's see if them beautiful children who are watching at this moment can get the answer. Okay, mashallah, Azza wa Jal. Let's go towards our first segment and see what we are going to be discussing today. So the first segment is, did you know?
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam. 14.
A very beautiful segment. Uncle Tawfiq, what are we talking about today?
Subhanallah. Hafsa, today we have a very important topic to talk about. And that topic is, we're going to learn about the facts about hell.
Hellfire.
Last week, we were discussing the
about heaven,
bounties and favors of Jannah.
Subhanallah.
Today, inshallah, we're going to be talking about Jahannam, the hellfire. There are some important things that we need to be aware of because this is part of Islamic faith. As a Muslim, what do we believe about this? What does Islam say about this? What does the Quran say about this? And this is something that we need to know. We need to know the correct rulings, the correct teachings of Islam. So today, inshallah, we're going to share with you some of the interesting facts about the hell.
The hellfire.
Number one, what we need to understand is hell physically exists even now. So there's a physical place which is called hell in English, in Arabic, Jahannam as well. The word nar, the fire, is used as well. And generally we use the word hellfire. So it has different names, but this place, it does exist. So it's not something that's just made up of, or it will come later on. No, it is a place that Allah Ta'ala has created. Like Allah Ta'ala has created Jannah, He has created Jahannam as well. So this place exists, and we need to be aware of that. And now the question is, what's the concept about hell? Hell, in obviously this program is for children, and in a nutshell, hell is for those people, those who are far from Allah Ta'ala in the belief. So they don't believe in Allah Ta'ala, or their actions are not such that earn the pleasure of Allah.
Can we say that they're the bad people?
Yeah, you can say that.
The bad people.
So here, if you look at Jannah and Jahannam, if you want to compare them both, Jannah, paradise, is for those who are close to Allah Ta'ala. Those who are believers, those who are Muslims, who will have good faith and who have good actions. And fire is for those who have disbelief, who have the incorrect belief system in life, and they have bad actions, and that's the destiny for them individuals, them people. True.
We've got a lot of people saying, can we have a hint? It's a hard one today, I'm afraid. But we are going to give you a hint. Inshallah, what we're going to do is we're going to try to have it on the screen. The guys, they want a little hint as well. Okay, it starts with the first word, the puzzle. It starts, the first letter is B. B for Bismillah. So that's the hint. I can't give you more than that. We'll see how it progresses during the program.
Because the puzzle, if the youngsters want to write them letters down on the piece of paper.
Yeah, write it down. The puzzle's on the screen now. Or even take a screenshot. How do you take a screenshot? Open your eyes wide and just click like that. And there we are. You've got a screenshot.
SubhanAllah. Yeah. So we were talking about the hell. And as a Muslim, it is important for us to believe in this. So it's not something that we just talk about. No, it's something that is real. We need to know this as well. So the question comes, okay, if hell exists, how big is it? Is it a small place? Is it like a town? Is it a village? Is it a city? How big is it? The answer to that is, hell is huge, it's massive, and it's very deep.
Allah.
Just to give you an idea, that if someone was to throw a stone or something from the top, it will take thousands and thousands of years to get that stone to reach the bottom.
Allah.
So it's huge.
Allah,
so it's not a small thing. This earth is nothing compared to the size of the hell.
Allah. Yeah.
Like we spoke earlier last week about Jannah. Jannah is spacious, it's huge. Yeah. Similarly, Jahannam is also big as well.
MashaAllah.
And from on the day of judgment, there will be one particular bridge, which is known as Sirat, Bridge of Sirat.
Bridge of Sirat.
This is built on top of Jahannam.
Allahu Akbar.
And this is a bridge, one unique bridge or pathway that every single being will have to cross to go to Jannah.
Even if you're good.
Even if you're good, every single person.
Right.
Yeah?
Right.
So this bridge is built on top of Jahannam. Yeah. And those who are pious, those, for example, the prophets, the Sahaba, the great scholars, the awliya, those people who die with true faith, with his iman, inshallah, with the mercy of Allah, through the shafa'at, through the intercession of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Muslims will go through this bridge of Sirat very safely,
subhanallah,
happily, and some people will speed, you know, so fast. Some people will go to like the speed of a horse. They're riding a horse, they will go really fast. Some people will walk, some people will enjoy. However, those who have disbelief, who are the unbelievers, and if the faith, if they died in the state of unbelief, then for them it will be difficult.
Allah. Yeah.
And this bridge of Sirat is not like a bridge that, you know, we see in our day.
Normal sign.
So it's not
like London Bridge.
Yeah, it's not like that.
No, okay.
Yeah? This bridge is very long. Yeah, it's very long, and it's the size of it is mentioned that it's thinner than the hair.
Allah.
So if you look at a hair, how thin is a hair?
Very thin. Yeah?
This bridge of Sirat is thinner than the hair and sharper than the sword.
Allah. Yeah?
However, for the Muslims, for the believers, inshallah, they will be protected. Angels will be there to support them.
Mashallah.
The dua of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be there to help them to cross the bridge, inshallah.
And they'll cross it like lightning, mashallah. Can I read a few messages, uncle? I've got, mashallah, azza wa jal. I have read my sabak for 12 minutes. My name is Laiba. So Laiba, mashallah, has read her sabak as well. Also, Ahmad Raza, Hassan Raza from Long Sight. Not short sight, long sight from Manchester. They've got the answer, correct puzzle. Brilliant stuff, mashallah. We've also got, mashallah, Azza wa Jal, Zainab Nadeem, Sumayya Nadeem from London. We have done challenge our Sipara and Madani Qaeda for 1 hour. MashaAllah. And they've also got the correct puzzle as well. Uncle, can you give a clue for the puzzle, please? Yeah, of course I can. I can give you a glue and a clue. And the glue and the clue is that the first letter is B. So B for Bismillah. Which word is to do with something? It's not a good thing to do, really. So if you know what the answer is, send us. I don't have many answers coming through. Maybe people are a bit congoogled. But please get your thinking caps on. Gee, uncle, you're talking about the fire of hell.
There are so many gates for the hell. In one verse of the Quran, it is mentioned that the hell has 7 gates,
Allah,
through which people will go. And also, it is mentioned that, you know, in the dunya, when you talk about hell, what comes to our mind? Fire.
Fire, yeah.
In the dunya, we have fuel for the fire. Yeah, so we have wood, we have oil, we have so many things that really ignite the fire and make it huge. Yeah, and there is a fuel for the fire of hell as well. And in the Quran, it is mentioned the fuel for the hell is humans and stones.
Allahu Akbar. Yeah,
humans here are those who are disobedient to Allah.
The bad people, they'll be thrown in
there. Their destination is hell. And also stones, those people who believe other gods other than Allah Ta'ala. They worship idols and other things, other stones. And it is mentioned that them stones, the things that they worship, they will also be put into the hell as well.
Allah.
And now here the question comes, okay, what's their fault? Yeah, what's the fault of them stones? Yeah, or the idols? Yeah, what did they do? Yeah, they didn't do anything wrong. It's the people who worship them.
Gee.
Yeah. So the answer to this is them idols won't be there to get punished in the fire, but they will be there to punish the people who wish to worship them, which they would go in against the truth.
Allahu Akbar. Yeah.
So this is an important thing that we need to
Can
be
I
aware
read a
of.
Few messages? I've got some messages. MashaAllah, message from Ahmad Raza Ibn Afzal, again from Manchester, MashaAllah. He says, I did my 5 times salah, and he also read his sabak for 30 minutes every day.
SubhanAllah.
MashaAllah.
SubhanAllah.
And also I've got Ahmad Raza, Hassan Raza from Longside, I've mentioned that. Salam, I read my sabak for more than 12 minutes and I pray for my 4 times namaz. My name is Amina. Brilliant stuff, Amina. MashaAllah. Salam, uncle. I have read more than 12 minutes of my spara sabak. Isa from Manchester. Salam, my name is Usman Jilani from Sheffield. I read my sabak every day during the week. My name is Ali Akbar and I'm 8 years old. I have read my sabak for 30 minutes. It's so hard. It's not hard. It's so easy. There's so many people that have got it right. We've got Laiba from Huddersfield and she's only 7 years old and she's got it right. MashaAllah. Last one, Uncle Rafaqat, we have been reading sabak double 12 minutes every day. Zahra Noor, Noor Fatima, Aisha Siddiq from Keithley. That is brilliant stuff. Inshallah, shortly we're going to play your videos as well. Those videos that you have been recording. But let's get back to Uncle. He's telling us something really important today.
Hafsa, I want to just add something to those messages.
Gee.
Someone sent a message that it was hard. Yeah. Sabak is hard. Yeah, learning is hard for those who don't want to learn, those who are not interested. So you need to increase your love for learning. You need to look at the importance.
Definitely.
You need to stay away from those things that distract you.
Even though they have, just like this lassi, so hard to drink because it's cold, but I'm drinking it. I have to drink it. So the same way, sabak will be hard, but you've got to learn it.
Got a question for you though.
Oh no.
You know, a lot of children, they go to online madrasa, because these days it's online.
So
they either go to their teacher or one-to-one or whatever the system that they have in place. So are they counting their madrasa timing here as well?
No madrasa timing. You know, obviously when you're doing your madrasa, you're reading this. This is extra time. You know, like you have extra time. This is an extra time where you're sitting and you're learning your sabak as well.
Hafsa, what about, you know, that one brother, he read 30 minutes every day.
MashaAllah.
So maybe someone else might come forward and say, I've been learning 1 hour every day.
We've had a few messages for 1 hour. We've just got a message from Ali from Bradford. He goes, 20 minutes. And the other one, MashaAllah Azawajal, for double 12 minutes. So there are people who are reading more than 12 minutes, and that's what it is. Look, lassi is so cold, I'm still drinking it. So in the same way, if it's hard, shall we give him the second letter? Okay, let's give you a second letter. Because we've got lassi today, I don't know if we can have seconds or a top-up. We'll do that later on. But the second letter is the letter R. No, like the lion roars, the L. So the first letter is a B, the second letter is a R. So what is that puzzle? Wow. Now you know, don't you?
Back to our topic though. So far what we've learned, that hell is not a place to be. It's not a nice place.
No.
It's something that we need to avoid at all costs. And in the Quran, there's in one part, part 15, Surah Kahf, just the final words, it is mentioned that this hell is an evil destination.
Allah,
it's not a nice place to be.
No, definitely not.
So if you look at it from one angle, that Allah Ta'ala has created hell so that Muslims can stay away from the bad things. So they can do all the good actions and they can stay away from the evil, so that their path to go to Jannah becomes easy.
MashaAllah. Yeah?
And this is something that we need to keep in mind as well.
MashaAllah.
So now, inshallah, I'm going to share with you some of the things that will protect us from going to hell.
SubhanAllah.
And these are the things that we really need to hold on to.
Well, are we getting a vaccine or what?
Yeah. It's more than a vaccine here.
Oh, it's more than a vaccine.
It's more than a vaccine.
Well, I can't wait to listen to
number
this.
Number one. The first thing that will definitely help us is Iman,
MashaAllah.
Having the true faith,
SubhanAllah.
Believing in Allah and believing in the last and final messenger, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Having the correct belief of Islam. So we have to believe in Islam, and all the necessity, all the essentials of Islamic faith, we have to believe in all of them.
MashaAllah.
So we can't say we believe in one thing and the rest we don't.
You can't pick and choose, just like we go to a sweet shop and we pick and choose which ones we want.
Yeah. And inshallah, if we have the correct faith and we try our best to perform good actions, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will make our road to Jannah so easy.
Inshallah. I've got a few messages, MashaAllah. Ubaid Raza from Dewsbury reads 1 hour, 30 minutes a day at home. Oh my God, Ubaid, do you not get tired?
SubhanAllah.
You know, do you need a year's holiday now? We've also got Aisha and Arshia Abid from Bolton, and they say, excellent program, we're loving it too. Whole family is watching together, and that's what it's for. The whole family should be watching it together, mashallah. And they've also given the correct answer for the puzzle. Now, you mentioned about the fire of hell, but naughty people will be in there. And you've also told us how we can keep away from them as well. Anything that you can give the children, you know, what can they do to keep away from it?
Number one is to have a correct faith in Islam.
MashaAllah.
So all the time in the whole life, make sure you are firm with Islamic faith.
MashaAllah. Yeah?
Like a tree. Now, if it's a thunder, if it's heavy rain, if it's snowing, the tree remains very strong.
MashaAllah.
It remains in its place. Have your roots of faith very strong.
Alhamdulillah.
That's number one. Number two, we have to pray Salah. Salah is a key to Jannah.
SubhanAllah. Yeah?
Salah keeps you away from the fire of hell. Yeah, we have to pray 5 times a day, and there's a fixed timing: Fajr, Zuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha. If you didn't know these names, you need to learn them names. You need to know the timings, and you need to ask your parents. Inshallah, they will help you. And start reading Salah, inshallah, and make this habit to read Salah in your whole life. If it's cold, if it's hot, if you're healthy, if you're unwell, whatever circumstance you are in life, we have to pray Salah.
MashaAllah.
And Salah, inshallah, will protect us from the fire of hell.
And a beautiful thing you mentioned is that it's the key to paradise. So obviously, if you don't have a key, you don't get back home. So our real home is paradise. And offering Salah will be that key so that we can go back home again.
SubhanAllah. Another beautiful act to help us to protect from the fire of hell is giving charity.
MashaAllah.
Zakah. Okay, zakat or zakah. Giving charity, giving in the way of Allah. When someone gives in the way of Allah in a good cause, to help a Muslim, to help a masjid to build. These are things that they will benefit us, inshallah, and they will keep us away from the
And family. You know, a tip for the parents is that instead of you putting the money yourself, give it to your children, because obviously children can't spend their own money. So if you put, instead of you putting that money in, give it to your little babies so that they can put it inside the mosque, the dabba, and they'll get the reward and they'll learn that as well, mashallah.
Subhanallah. And another beautiful act to save us from the fire of hell is to fast during the month of Ramadan.
Subhanallah. We haven't got many messages today. I think it's been a hard one. It's been terrible for today. So don't worry. Keep that momentum going. The first letter is the B. The second letter is the R. MashaAllah. We've got a message from Ahmad Raza Ibn Afzal Attari. He says, it was hard. Yeah, Ahmad Raza, chill out, bro. You still got it right, though. You know, that rhymed, didn't it? Chill out, bro, you got it right, though. Yeah, Ahmad Raza, that was brilliant, mashallah. You got it right. So don't worry, inshallah, so we'll keep at it, but let these messages come through. We've only got 5 minutes for this segment, uncle. Can we move on?
The one act we were just talking about is the fasting in the month of Ramadan, inshallah. And this is a beautiful way to protect us from the fire of hell.
Mashallah.
Because someone who keeps the fast, then Ramadan, inshallah, will intercede for us. Ramadan will say to Allah, Ya Allah, this person used to fast, to please you. So now, Ya Allah, keep him away from the fire. So this is an important thing that we need to keep in mind. And the number five is the Hajj, the pilgrimage. Once in a lifetime, we have to perform Hajj. And if you noticed, these are the five pillars of Islam. So please study these topics, inshallah, in detail.
I want to just add quickly
a few more things. Some more beautiful acts that we could do, they will help us to stay away and they will protect us from the fire of hell. One of them is make a sincere tawbah. Hey, ask Allah for forgiveness. Ask Allah for His mercy. Inshallah, Allah is so merciful and He will keep us protected from the fire of hell. Keep doing dua. Ya Allah, keep me away from the fire of hell. Ya Allah, protect me from the fire and make me enter Jannah. Ameen. Make this a regular habit. Make this dua for your parents as well. Make this dua for your family members as well, inshallah. And another beautiful way to stay on the right track is by performing good acts. Always do good deeds. Keep doing good things. Be greedy for good deeds. Always be first one. Rush into doing good things, inshallah. This will keep us on the track to Jannah, inshallah.
I've got Aisha Patel. She prays for more than 12 minutes every day. And the question B is, I'm not going to say it. G, can you tell us the third word? Oh no, have we come to that situation where we need the third letter? You mean the third letter, not the word. What are you doing? Salam, uncle. Is the ANS, you mean answer? Haris Ahmed from Manchester. Haris, if I was going to tell you, mate, I would have told you for the first time, but might be, I don't know, might be. A new girl called Maryam has joined. She's my cousin and she likes your program and learning about Islam. MashaAllah. Congratulations, Maryam. You're in the best place, I'm telling you. You're going to learn something and you're going to enjoy it as well. Mustafa Khan from Sheffield. He says, I also read my 5 daily salah and I practice my sabak daily for 20 minutes. MashaAllah. And read or listen to Surah Yasin or Surah Mulk every single day. Mustafa, you are just so special, man. That is brilliant. I read my sabak from Haseeb and Ibrahim. I read my sabak for Qaida from Bisma. MashaAllah. My name is Suwaiba Khan from Tilbury. Where's that? I'm 10 years old and I read my Quran. Okay, that could be another puzzle for next week. Where's Tilbury? I know where Dewsbury is. Never heard of Tilbury. Now, if someone can help me out, please. I'm stuck now. Where is Tilbury? You know what? You help me and I'll help you. I might give you the third letter. Aisha Fahim from West Bromwich. I am 7 years old. I have read the Quran and Majid. Masha Allah Azza wa Jal. We've got another message. She said, thank you. Oh, thank you very much. My name is Arzu Ali, 12 years old from Nottingham. The answer to the puzzle is Tilbury is near East London. whoever sent that message to me, you have won yourself something. I'll tell you later. Gee, last question, Uncle, we're going to read, and then we'll move on. My name is Mehrab Zafar from Bolton, Manchester. I thought Bolton is Bolton, not Manchester. You mean Greater Manchester, maybe. Okay, Mehrab, we'll let you off this time. The answer to the puzzle is, I have also read the weekly book and read my 5 daily prayers and read my sabbath for more than an hour.
Subhanallah.
Please keep me and my family in your prayers. Jazakallah. I will do so, inshallah. And you keep me in your prayers as well. Ji, Uncle, mashallah, you are wrapping things up for us.
Reciting the Quran is also a beautiful act that will help us to will protect us from the fire of hell. Another beautiful act I will just touch upon, that is that when you perform good acts, then do dua that, Ya Allah, this good act that I have performed, this namaz or the Quran that I have recited, or the Durood e Pak I have recited, Ya Allah, send the thawab of this to my loved ones, those Muslims who have passed away, my parents, grandparents. And inshallah, this gifting of good deeds to those who have passed away will help them to stay away from fire as well.
MashaAllah. Well, Nadeem bhai, our Nigran from London, he told me we're at Tilbury. Nadeem bhai, Jazakallah. I would have taken a sip of lassi on your name, but there's nothing left. I'm just waiting for a top up. See if I can get a top up. Well, Tawfiq bhai is done now for you. MashaAllah. Gee, we've got some more names. MashaAllah, Azza wa Jal. A correct answer from Abu Bakr from Lofton, Essex. Jazakallah khairah for the entertaining learning something new every episode. That is brilliant. Assalamu alaikum, Muhammad Farhan, Aston, Birmingham. I think the answer is backbiting. Farhan, read the letters again, please, mate. Yep, thank you. Gee, we've also got the answer for today's puzzle is smoking. Oh my, there's no lassi left. I can't even cool my brain down now. I have last week's booklet. I'm not going to mention the name. It's definitely not smoking. Gee, Jazakallah khairah for the entertaining program again. My name is Sana and I've read my sabak for more than 12 minutes. The answer to the puzzle, my name is Faizan from Bradford 3. Me and my family have also been reading our sabak for an hour every single day. That is brilliant, mashallah, Azza wa Jal. Gee, Tawfiq bhai. So alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, we talked about the fire of hell. We talked about how we could save ourselves. We're going to end this segment here. I hope the kids have learned something. One of the important things that we learn is that we need to save ourselves. We need to save our family from the fire of hell. We want to be good children and inshallah go to paradise. We don't want to be naughty and doing wrong things and end up in the wrong place. So inshallah, I hope you can take this message home. And from now on, everyone sat at home, you know, just promise to Allah Ta'ala. Allah is always aware of us. He knows what we're thinking about. So promise this in your mind, promise this in your heart, that you will not do naughty things. Thank you. Gee, let's move on to the next segment. But I've got some video calls ready. Let's watch them and then we can finish this. Let's go to the video calls, please.
My name is Muhammad Ahmed Raza Attari and I am calling from Manchester. I am 10 years old. Hafiz Uncle, I love your program. I love Islam, especially when you teach us the words of wisdom and the segment, Did You Know? And I really like the way you say, I'm not going to tell you the puzzle. This really attracts my mind. And we learn so much good things and lots of ilm-e-deen. My dear viewers of Madni Channel, and especially children, don't forget to watch this program. I love Islam.
Uncle Rafaqat, I love your program called I Love Islam. I watch it regularly and I find it really interesting and exciting. I hope to see more segments. I love Islam.
My name is Muhammad Monfi and I'm from Bolton. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد.
حسبي ربي جل الله ما في قلبي ويل الله نور محمد صلى الله لا إله إلا الله.
هيا 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 और साथी दुनिया के लोगों की सलाह की कोशिश करनी है इंशाल्लाह
MashaAllah, that was so beautiful. Oh, look at that little babi saying Allah. That was brilliant, MashaAllah. And she's so cute. After me. Gee, MashaAllah, Azza wa Jal. That was so good, beautiful. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal. That is wicked to see all these beautiful children reading the Quran, reading the Kalams. We've got a message and it says, MashaAllah, I love your show and I'm from Kenya. Where is Kenya? I know where Kenya is. We've also got a message, and the message is, Assalamu alaikum, uncle. My name is Juma Sanud from Malawi. My name is Umar. I'm 13 years old watching your program. And they've sent us the correct answer. Fatima Tariya from London, correct answer. My name is Humaira. I have memorized three, it says pakoras here. You mean para? Come on, Humaira. Spell check. Yeah, Surah Yasin, and I've also read for 12 minutes my Quran. MashaAllah. Gee, subhanAllah. Last paper, and then we'll inshallah read. Oh, I've got a big list of names. Umayy Hani, Hamid Raza, Noman Raza, Shaban Raza, Ummul Qura, Ummul Khair, all from Bradford, and they've got the correct answer. Brilliant. That means it's a teamwork. Teamwork always works, MashaAllah. Gee, that's the end of our program. The next segment, not the program, the segment. What am I doing? Because I'm running out of the sea, you see. Gee, our next segment is, inshallah, words of wisdom.
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam. 14.
MashaAllah, can we have the hadith of this week so that we can start to learn it, please? There we are, Uncle Tawfiq. The hadith is there. La tahqiranna min al-ma'rufi shay'an. Oh, that's a tongue twister, but it's beautiful. Gee, can you teach us
obviously
that?
Obviously, when you look at it, the first glance, it looks hard.
Gee.
Yeah, that you just tried it. It's not flowing on the tongue. That may happen with a lot of viewers as well. But remember this, let's learn it. Let's take it bit by bit. Let's learn it, inshallah. It will flow on your tongue.
Inshallah.
Let's get going then. The first word, la tahqiranna.
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 Minal ma'rufi.
Minal ma'rufi.
Minal ma'rufi.
Minal ma'rufi.
Minal ma'rufi.
Minal ma'rufi.
La tahqiranna.
لا تحقرن
من المعروف
من المعروف
شيئا
شيئا.
The last word is شيئا, but because it has two زبر, when we stop there, then it will become one زبر and ألف. شيئا
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 شيئا.
لا تحقرن
لا تحقرن
من المعروف
من المعروف
شيئا
شيئا.
لا تحقرن
لا تحقرن
من المعروف
من المعروف
شيئا
شيئا. ما شاء الله. لا تحقرن من المعروف شيئا.
سبحان الله.
I got it right the first time. What am I getting today? I'm also getting the correct answer for the puzzle. But now, what we also need to do is read this hadith pak, learn it. لا تحقرن من المعروف شيئا. Keep reading it, keep learning it, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Once you've done it, inshallah, it'll be brilliant. I just got a few messages if I want to read these messages. My name is Muhammad Bilal Attari. I'm from East London. The answer to the quiz, okay? Uncle Rafaqat, I really like your program. Me and my family watch it every Sunday. I've also read the weekly booklet. Allah give you every success in the world, mashallah. And that is very, very good news. Assalamu alaikum, I hope you're well. I love watching your beautiful program. May Allah accept your effort. Is it permissible to keep the name Muhammad Huzaifa for a baby boy? I would appreciate if you could answer this. MashaAllah, Muhammad Huzaifa, the best name you can ever keep is Muhammad. You know, so you've got the best name. Huzaifa was the name of a companion of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So you get both of the world's best, MashaAllah. Muhammad Huzaifa is a good name. Maryam, 7 years old. Her brother Zaid is 10, and I'm Inaya, and I'm 10, and Naima is 11, and Safa is 9. Jazakallahu khaira for telling me your age. Is that it? What about the booklet? What about everything else? But Jazakallah, I really love your messages. Last message, and we'll go in, inshallah, learning the hadith. My name is Fahad Latif from Healed Green. Oh, another new one. Healed Green, where is it? Inshallah, I'd love to know where it is. And I'm 10 years old. My sabak for 30 minutes, mashallah. Ji, Uncle Tawfiq. The hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Please, can we have you on the screen for a little while? La tahqiranna min al-ma'rufi shay'a. Can we just mention what lessons we can learn from that hadith apart?
And if you look at the words, it means that do not think of any kindness as worthless.
Allahu Akbar.
See, if you look at our life,
Ji.
No, many times, you know, we don't take things seriously.
Mm.
No, we know this is something good, it's nice, we should be doing it, but we avoid it.
Ji.
Because we're busy with other things.
Allah.
There's a beautiful formula that whenever there's good in front of you, do it. No, don't wait for it, don't avoid it, don't lose that opportunity. Because that moment that you got a chance to do something good, if you lose it, you're going to lose that opportunity.
Allah.
Yeah, you're going to lose all the rewards and blessing from it. So you need to catch it. Or also, another way to look at it, if you were to, for example, your parents have told you, oh son or daughter, can you please go get me some water? You know, whilst they're having a meal.
Gee.
Please, who's going to go and get water? So you should be the first one to go. You know, I was going to say run. Or, you know, walk safely.
No running.
You don't want to be running in the kitchen.
Yeah, we couldn't be.
No, go safely, but you should be excited. Yeah, my mom has given me something to do. Yes, I want to do it. Do it with love. Be happy about it. You've got a chance to listen
and
to your mom.
You should thank your mom for telling you. She could have told anyone else,
yeah.
But your mom chose you to go and get that water. You're so lucky you are.
So don't look at these things as burden.
Gee.
Why me? Why do I have to do it every time?
Yeah, sometimes kids, they throw a tantrum. No, I'm not going. Yeah. Tell him to go. No, you should be thinking, oh, thank you, mom. But don't stand there thanking her. Go and get the water.
So what do we learn from the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? That never think of any kindness worthless.
Another thing, uncle, is that we know we just learned about hell. On the day of judgment, you need more good deeds. Yeah. You know, all these little points that we can collect, you know, they're going to be useful on the day of judgment.
SubhanAllah, that reminds me of something beautiful. Inshallah, the kids and the elders, they will love it.
MashaAllah.
And all of us, inshallah. That is, you know, sometimes we heard that, you know, when you perform one good deed, when you bring forward one good deed, Allah Ta'ala will give 10 more rewards.
MashaAllah.
10 times more. But this is minimum. Yeah. Allah Ta'ala will increase that many times. Depending on how much love you had,
MashaAllah.
How sincere you were in performing that act. Did you do it in the wuzu? Did you do it during namaz? Depending on what you did. And the reward gets so much increased to the level, to the amount of 700 times.
MashaAllah.
So you performed one good deed, you'll get thawab and reward 700 more times and even more than that as well.
MashaAllah.
This is the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. So you might think it's one good deed, but it's not. It's huge.
MashaAllah. Yeah. I've got a few messages. We've got a message from, it's a great name. My name is Huzaifa. So Huzaifa's been watching, listening to his name. Obviously, if Huzaifa's saying it's a good name, you keep your little babby's name, Huzaifa. I've got Raheel from Huddersfield. He says, the answer is what I just written, but it was hard one. He's just did the madda so much. Gee, mashallah. One more message. Harold Green is in Greater Manchester. Thank you, Zainab Dawood. That was so good of you. Jazakallah. And also we've got Ismail from Sheffield. Uncle, your program is amazing. And also I read my Quran Park every day for 40 minutes. We've got a message from South Africa. We've got a message from Sabrina Siddiq from South Africa. I love Islam. It is the best program in the whole wide world. And I love my religion. That is brilliant. We love our religion and we love Islam as well. And mashallah, so there's one last message that I want to read, because I've got so many, I'm going to try to cover all of them. The uncle, my name is Mehrab Mubin, and I'm 10 years old from Coventry, and I think the answer for the puzzle is, I think you might be right. Hafiz Rafaqat sahab, for the last few weeks, you have not been reading our messages. Oh my God, what's happening here? Our names are Jafar and Dawood, and we are from Manchester. We love Islam. We have been reading the Quran for more than 1 hour. The answer to the code, Jafar, please do dua for me to become a Hafiz of Quran. Inshallah. But if it was Jafar, then I'm really sorry. You know, because we get so many messages, I try to, that's why I keep stopping, Uncle. Stop it, will you? So that I can read your messages. But inshallah, there's so many of them. We could just have one program of reading messages. Good idea, maybe. Gee, uncle, you're talking about someone.
Subhanallah. We're talking about, you know, when you have a chance to perform a good act, then don't take it as a worthless. Don't think it's small. It's not small. Because if that one good deed gets accepted in the court of Allah, that one good deed will earn you the pleasure of Allah, will take you to Jannah.
Subhanallah.
So sometimes a nafal act, a voluntary act, it's not fard, it's not wajib, it's not sunnah, it's a desirable act and you performed it, and because of that you will go to Jannah.
MashaAllah. MashaAllah. We've got a message from Hussam Amin. He's given his mobile number, he's given us the full address. The only thing that's missing is the bank details. Gee. Rehan Ilahi from Blackburn. We've also got, mashallah, Zainab Dawood from Farnworth, mashallah, and Wania as well, mashallah. My name is Basil Jamil from Manchester. The answer for today's puzzle is, I'm Reham Jamil from Manchester. Assalamu alaikum, Muhammad Ibrahim. We love your channel. Me and my parents and sister, our brothers are watching. Jazakallah khair. Allah reward you for that. Farhad from Sheffield. I read my sabak all week for 1 hour. You were talking about an hour, weren't you? There we go. Ikra Fatima Deen, aged 4, from Tinsley S9. MashaAllah. Assalamu alaikum, Ikra. Uncle, you're talking about the good deed. Sorry, we keep disturbing you all the time. Your lassi is finished as well. I placed an order. Let's see when it's going to come.
Subhanallah. Hafsa, whenever you perform a good act, it gives you this special comfort in your heart. It makes you excited. You know that you've done something good, you've done something right. And that feeling is beautiful.
Alhamdulillah.
You don't get that feeling if you avoid it or if you do bad things. Sometimes, you know, say there's something bad, there might be a bit of entertainment in it. Yeah, there might be a bit of buzz or fun in it, but in the heart, you know it's wrong. Yeah. But on the other side, if you perform a good act, even if it's something small, you feel, you have that comfort, you have peace.
You feel proud of yourself, don't you?
You feel proud of yourself. It's a beautiful feeling. And then you look at your people around you, your friends, your family members, your classmates. You know, when you do something good to them, help them out, they all respect you.
MashaAllah.
No, there's always, you always get respect from people if you be nice and kind to them.
SubhanAllah.
So it's a win-win situation.
MashaAllah.
So always be nice and kind to people.
You know, and also, you know, we hear from the scholars that, you know, they keep telling us that, you know, every little good deed that we miss in this world, we're going to be regretting it. Right. Even those people who enter paradise, they will also regret one thing, and that thing will be, I wish I could have done that deed, and I could have had a better, even though it's in the best place ever, but they will still regret it because of the things that they missed. Ji, Salam Hafiz uncle, we both brothers read Quran every day, Alhamdulillah. Ahmad Raza reads more than 1 hour at home, not in madrasa. So they have mentioned that, that's separate, brilliant. Ji, Hassan Raza read for 30 minutes. Hassan Raza, why did you read it for 30 minutes? Do you get tired? Okay. Kids will be watching. Mom and dad will be watching. What is it that these kids can do at home? That, you know, these little things, what they can do at home. What about helping their mom, you know, cleaning the house?
Subhanallah.
Yeah.
No, there's so many opportunities. Even if it's your house, and so it's not the outside world. It's only your house you're in.
Jeez.
But even in there are so many opportunities for you to do good things.
MashaAllah.
And as a simple formula, that is, Just listen to your mom and dad. Listen to your elders. They'll give you the tasks. They'll tell you to do something. They will give you many opportunities to do good things.
Whenever
they tell you to do something, just jump at it, run at it, just do that good thing.
So they could help the mom cook the food, clean the house. They could help dad as well. They could also help the baby brother when he's putting lines on the walls. They could get another pen and put lines on. Don't do that. Tell him off. Don't help your little baby brother or sister, you know, right, and breaking the doors and all that. See, you know what our little clocky used to do?
If your baby brother or sister is doing something wrong, you know, they're ripping the book or whatever, then what do you need to do? You need to be kind to her or him by telling them not to do it. And you have to explain it to them. Even children, you have to explain to them why something is wrong.
You know, our little clocky, when he was 1 year old, we tried explaining to him, but he would not listen. And one day he went to the kitchen.
You know why? Because he was small.
And we thought, why is he not getting into his head? Look, clocky, you're not supposed to be doing that, mate. And he was there. So he was like saying, what are you going to do about it? Yeah. So one day he went into the kitchen and he did something really nasty. And you know what it was? He broke 10 eggs. Them eggs, whacked them on floor, broke them, and I think his little sister gave him a certificate for that as well. So he's got he's got a certificate of breaking the door, breaking the eggs, and, you know, making the lines on the walls. He's got so many achievements at home. So if your baby brother and sister are doing all these achievements, give them a certificate and then show them this is what you did when they grow up as well.
I think you mentioned something very important though. You know, if we have this principle in our life, when you're in school with your friends, you know, or you're at home, you know, if someone around you is doing something wrong, then it's your duty as a Muslim, as a young child, to tell them off. Mashallah. You're a good friend, so you need to make sure your people around you, they are good as well. If your people around you are doing bad things, then that's not really good then, is it?
We've got some audio calls. Let's listen to these audio calls, and we're going to listen to Uncle's words of wisdom again, inshallah. Let's go to the audio calls.
I'm Qasim Adai from Bolton, UK. Today, mashallah, I've kissed my parents' hand and offered my 5-time salah.
My name is Kanis Fatima Attariya from Leicester, UK. La tahqiranna minal ma'rufi shay'a. Do not think of any good deed as well.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. La tahqiranna minal ma'rufi shay'a.
My name is Usman Jilani from Sheffield. لا تحقرن من المعروف شيئا. Do not think of any good deed as worthless. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لا تحقرن من المعروف شيئا.
I am Mustafa Khan from Sheffield. I have memorized the hadith. لا تحقرن من المعروف شيئا.
That is very good, alhamdulillah. I'm so proud of you guys, and your parents should be proud of themselves and yourself that you are reading the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is brilliant. Taibab Majid from Dewsbury, and the answer is that correct, Taibab. That is brilliant, mashallah. Hassan and Sarah from Rochdale, we're enjoying watching your program tonight. Jazakallah khaira. Gee, I love Islam. Uncle, I also read Durood-e Pak Sabak every day, Monday to Friday, for 2 hours. Now break the record. That's it. But we haven't given your name, so we don't know who it was. But if you are, give yourself a pat on the back. My name is Muhammad Ali from Healed Green, is in Stockport, a suburb in Greater Manchester. Thank you for that beautiful technical answer. We've got one more message, Uncle, then we're going to come back to you. Gee, mashallah, Azawajal. We've got a message from, my name is Ali Afzal and I am from Birmingham. The answer for today's puzzle is, please make dua for my family, definitely. Adam from Middlesbrough. Not Wrightsboro or Leftborough, from Middlesbrough. I pray 5-time namaz and I have memorized Surah Yasin and Surah Mulk.
MashaAllah.
Uncle, before we come to you, we've got some more calls ready, I'm afraid.
That's good.
Gee, let's see these calls, please.
لا إله إلا الله محمد صلى الله.
My name is Amina and I am from Bolton. Allah, 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 لا إله إلا هو. آمين بيبي Allahu la ilaha illa hu. Pyari surat hashta chehra muh se jarte phool. Noor sarapa chand se chehra haq ka pyara rasool. I love Islam.
Jaane rehmat paida ko salam shaame bazme hidayat paida ko salam
fas kalimata ya la ilaha illallah muhammadur rasulullah. There is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. I love Islam.
MashaAllah, that was so cute, that SubhanAllah. My name is Zainab Nadeem from Glasgow, Scotland. And the answer to the puzzle is, we love watching your show. Keep up the good work. Thank you. Juvaria Nadeem from Glasgow, MashaAllah, watching with her family as well. Assalamu alaikum, I love Islam. I have read the booklet. I read my sabak for an hour every week. I away with my parents every Sunday to watch it. Please make dua. Umayze from Huddersfield, MashaAllah. Ji uncle.
We were talking about some of the acts that we could perform at home on a daily basis.
What can we do at home? Yeah.
One of them is that, you know, help out when it comes to cleaning the environment. You know, you're outside your house. So what do we normally do? We throw rubbish. Bottles outside. You know, whenever we're driving past or you're walking past somewhere, and then, you know, if you're whilst you're eating something, what do you do with the crisp bucket? You throw it on the floor. That's not what Muslim should be.
Islam does not teach us that.
Islam teaches us, you know, purification, to be clean, to be nice. We have to look after our neighbors as well. So next time, you know, whenever you get this chance, you see a wrapper on the floor, you know, don't wait for anyone else. You know, go pick it up yourself.
MashaAllah.
And pick it up and throw it in the bin.
Why not celebrate the one day in a week to clean, you know, your neighborhood, your area? So maybe you can go out with your friend, with your little brother and sister. Make sure your mom and dad know where you are. And then just outside your garden, not anyone else's, but your own garden at least. Go around the house, go around the garden, and pick up any litter that you see. That would be brilliant stuff.
And if you could do that on a weekly basis, fix that day.
MashaAllah.
The clean day or something.
SubhanAllah.
That would be beautiful.
MashaAllah. So that's another money-saving tip. So you don't need to call in anyone else, but you can do that as well.
Every day when you wake up in the morning, read your namaz, read your Fajr namaz. After that, when you get ready for school, you know, don't be a burden for your parents. You know, your parents shouldn't tell you 10 times or 20 times for you to put your school uniform on.
Okay.
You need to wake up yourself. You need to be mature now. You need to big up and be nice. Look after yourself now.
MashaAllah. We've got some audio calls ready, and we're also ready to go to the next segment, but let's take the audio calls first.
My name is Amina and I am from Bolton. The hadith for today is, لا تحقرن من المعروف شيئا. Do not think of any good deeds as worthless.
Hafiz uncle, my name is Muhammad Ahmed Reza Attari and I am calling from Manchester. Today's hadith is, لا تحقرن من المعروف شيئا.
My name is Farhad from Sheffield and I am going to tell you the hadith. لا تحقرن من المعروف شيئا. Do not think of any good deeds as worthless.
My name is Hafsa Ali. I am 8 years old. I am from Rochdale. I love your program. I love Islam. I have read my 5 daily prayers and I have read my Qaida lessons over 1 hour. I make intention to repeat this app. Jazakallah khair.
My name is Qasim Dasu and I'm from Preston. The hadith is, لا تحقرن من المعروف شيئا.
My name is Aisha Sadiqa. I am 8 years old. I live in Keighley. Now I would really like to recite the hadith of today. لا تحقرن من المعروف شيئا.
My name is Ayana. لا تحقرن من المعروف شيئا.
MashaAllah. A few names as well. Assalam, my name is Umar, I'm 13 years old, love watching your program. My name is Aliyan from Oldham. MashaAllah, uncle, please can we have a clue but not a third letter? Instead, can we have a clue telling us what the word is about? okay. And he says, please, uncle. Oh, go on then. I'm feeling sorry. I'm feeling a bit generous today, so I'll tell you. The clue is that it's a two words, and the topic maybe is breaking someone's heart or breaking someone's trust. Yeah? So basically, you've said to someone, I'll come, and you don't go. Oh, that's taking it very, very close. My name is Mehrab from Coventry, MashaAllah Azza wa Jal. Mustafa Raza, 12 years old from Accrington. MashaAllah, I'm doing Hifz-e Quran. Brilliant, MashaAllah. Sure. I love Madani channel. I love Islam, your program. Very nice, MashaAllah. From Asif, from Ahmed, from Peterborough. Ibrar Rashid from Dewsbury has read 1 hour sabak every day. That's what we call work, MashaAllah. Last message, uncle. I promised you I'm going to come to you. Gee, my name is Zeeshan Ali. I'm 8 years old from Nottingham. Me and my brother Faizan read Quran daily for 30 minutes, daily online with Rasatul Madina. The answer to the question, this is what it is. Cause it is. That's what it is then. Gee, mashallah. Uncle, we've come to the end of our third segment, but now we're moving towards our next segment, which is called Islamic quotes.
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.
Can we have the Islamic quote on the screen, please? Gee, worrying about the world is a darkness in the heart, while worrying about the hereafter is a light in the heart. Hazrat Usman bin Affan. Such a beautiful quote that is.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
MashaAllah.
Now, if you look at this, you think, hey, what does that mean? You know, worrying about the world. So should you not be caring about people?
Mm.
Yeah, you know, you talk about the world, you talk about the climate, you're talking about people around you. So what does it mean? Here it doesn't mean that. Here it means that you are paying too much attention towards the world and you're forgetting your akhirat. You're forgetting your purpose of life, which is the good things that you're supposed to be doing. So you're too busy with your PlayStation, your entertainment, your sports, and you forget your real purpose, which is worshipping Allah Ta'ala, which is learning Islamic knowledge, which is listening to your parents. So here, the key thing we need to keep in mind is that when you're too busy with these type of things, which won't help us in the akhirat, then what does that mean? That is like, you're creating a darkness in your heart. It closes it makes you feel more greed, have more greed for the world. For example, if someone who's got a really good brain and then he becomes a businessman and then he's just busy chasing the money and he's making more money. Say, for example, first, you know, when he got his first job, he was earning about £200 a week. Then he thought, oh, this is too less for me. You know, then he kept finding out ways. He found some shortcuts or fast tracks, whatever you want to call them. If it's the right way or wrong way, leave that to one side. He managed to get £500.
Allah.
Yeah. He thought, wow, yeah, I'm making money. It carries on, you know, from 500 to £1,000 a week. And he gets much. But what happens with this, because it's focusing on the world too much, then this increases his love for the world. And it makes him feel that I'm here forever.
And there's a quote from a very great scholar, and he says that people worry about the world and forget the hereafter. If they only worried about the hereafter, they'll get a better world as well.
You know, there's another saying, and it's like a principle, a life principle that we should all keep in mind, that when it comes to the world, always look at someone who's below you. So in the dunya, in the worldly matters, in regards to your house, in the size of your house, or how much finance you have, all these things that which are linked with the dunya, always look at those who are poor, who are lower than you in the status, and only then you will realize how lucky you are.
You know, sometimes we worry about not having the best mobile phone, the best food. There are people out there who don't even get, you know, water to drink, and we're worried about not having the best mobile.
In this world, there will be many people, maybe hundreds and thousands of people out there.
Gee.
They probably haven't even heard the word smartphone.
Allahu Akbar.
And you're using a smartphone as a toy. So you've got all the luxury here, and even then you're complaining. That's what happens when someone who's fallen in love with the dunya, he always complains then. He's not satisfied, he's not at ease in his heart. On the other hand, So what we should do, we should look at someone who is poorer than you. Inshallah, it will make you feel, make you understand the blessings that Allah Ta'ala give you. You will have more honor and respect of them things. On the other side, when it comes to the matter of the hereafter or the Islamic knowledge, then you should look at those who are higher than you
in
position. So you should look at the scholars as a motivation. You should look at the Hafiz kids, youngsters, teenagers. Look at them as your role models. Look at the Qari. Look at those who are pious. Look at your friends who reads namaz. Yeah, look at them as your role model. So this is the balance that we have to have with the deen and dunya. That when it comes to the dunya matters, then look at those who are poor and lower than you in status. Then inshallah, you won't feel that same, you know, that feeling that you have of complaining. Instead, you'll have satisfaction. In the matters of the good deeds and the rewards, look at those who are higher than you. This will give you motivation to do more good things.
MashaAllah. I've got a few names, MashaAllah, Azza wa Jal. Hashir from Sheffield, Hasnain from Manchester, Hafsab, my name is Shayan Hassan from Oldham. You know Shayan? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know Shayan Hassan. Yeah, Shayan, Uncle Tawfiq knows you. So maybe that is brilliant stuff. Jamalul Qadri from Glasgow, MashaAllah, Azza wa Jal. Afsa Hussain from South End, Zayan Hussain from South End, Arush from Derby. I did my Madani Qaeda, I read my Quran, MashaAllah, Arush from Derby, Hamad Hussain from Burnley, MashaAllah. We've got Eliza Noorul Haq from Oldham, 8 years old, she's got the correct answer. Uncle, the answer to the question is, okay. Salam Hafiz Uncle, it's Aliyan again. Hey up Aliyan, we're nice talking to you, mate. You know, sometimes people, they think about the world too much. You know, there's a phrase that he was daydreaming. You know, we look at something, oh, he's got a beautiful car, I wish I had that. So people start to daydream, you know, they see a big house, they start to daydream about that. These things, they will perish, they will finish, they will end one day. But the hereafter is what will never end. So this, we need to be thinking about
this
that.
This world is temporary. This life that we're living is temporary at the moment. And that's what we need to realize. And the life after this, when Allah Ta'ala raises back on the Day of Judgment, that is the real life.
Masha'Allah.
That is the eternal life. And we need to look towards that.
Now it's time to reveal the answer. I know it was a really hard one. You know, so many of you have said it was hard. I'm sorry if it was too hard, but that's what it's all about. But inshallah, let's see what the correct answer is on the screen as well. There it is, breaking promises. Yeah, so that is the correct answer.
So is that what people should be doing then?
They should not be doing breaking promises. That's a puzzle. They need to get out of that puzzle.
I think it's a habit of people that, you know, they say, oh, you know what, yeah, I'll come tomorrow at this time, or I'll help you out. But on purpose, they know in the heart they're not going to help them. They're not going to be there when they're struggling. They know that they're lying inside the heart. And what happens, it becomes a habit. No, it becomes such a habit that in life, even if they want to be honest, yeah, if they're telling the truth one day, because people around them, they know, is always lying to me. Because breaking promise, what is this? Lying.
Yeah.
So when you become known as a liar in your family, in your friend circle, within your school, if people know you as a lying person, then you know what happens? You lose trust.
MashaAllah. Shall we get some videos, please?
My name is Muhammad Ali Adari and I am speaking from London. Hasabi Rabbi Jannah Ma Fi Kambi Nur Muhammad Sallallahu Ilaha Illallah tere sadqe mein aaka saare jahan ko deen mila bedinon ne kalma pala ilaha illallah.
My name is Aisha Ali from Rochdale. I'm 5 years old. Sadqe kalma shahadat ashhadu an la ilaha illallah هو أكبر لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده. I love Islam.
From London, UK. Today I will be reciting the words of wisdom. لا تحقرن من المعروف شيئا. Do not think of any good deeds
as worthless.
My name is Ismail Hussein, and I'd like to read today's hadith. لا تحقرن من المعروف شيئا. Do not think of any good deed as worthless.
My name is Muhammad Ali Salim, and I am from Sheffield. I am going to recite the hadith. لا تحقرن من المعروف شيئا.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah, brilliant, SubhanAllah, JazakAllahu Khaira for all the videos and the posters, MashaAllah, I love you. We haven't said the program name today. Are we all ready at home? Are we all ready to shout out the name of the program? Your best program, inshallah, is
I love Islam.
MashaAllah, JazakAllah Khaira, Allah Ta'ala reward you. Please keep making dua for us as well.
I love Islam. I love Islam, I love Islam. I love Islam, I love Islam, I love Islam.